Kentucky Speedway is gearing up for 3 days of exciting NASCAR races, July 7th through the 9th. Race fans from around the area will be driving in to cheer on their favorite drivers and enjoy the many activities planned for that weekend at Kentucky Speedway. One of the fellows who's really busy getting ready for this event is Tim Bray, Kentucky Speedway's Director of Communication. Welcome back, Tim.
Thank you, Lee. It's been the pleasure over the years talking with you about racing, and we certainly have a big week planned.
You sure do. The campgrounds opened on Tuesday, July 5th, so I'm guessing everyone at the track's going to be hard at work over the 4th of July holiday weekend getting everything in place.
Yeah, we may be grilling out here. I'm not going to be moving very far away from the Speedway, that's for sure. But it is a great time. NASCAR Nation rolls in. We love our date. We think it's the best date you possibly have. And it's right at the tail end of the 4th of July holiday weekend. And a lot of people are off, and they plan their vacations around coming to Kentucky. And we're very happy about that.
And the drivers and all the crews are going to be coming in from Daytona.
They are. They'll be coming up I-75, and I'm sure next couple of days you're going to be seeing some of those haulers coming out of Lexington and on up I-75 and to the split and right on in here. And you think about it, you've got the Truck Series, you've got the Xfinity Series, and also the Cup Boys, and that's quite a few cars. I mean, let's see, 80 and 36. Yeah. So if my Bowling Green math does me right, that's about 116 cars that'll be driving on this track. And I know it's 925 miles of competitive racing over 3 days.
And the Buckle Up in Your Truck 225 starts that race on Thursday night at 8:30.
That is so appropriate. I mean, truck racing and the message of buckle up in your truck. How fitting. It's so appropriate, and it's great exposure for the Department of Highway Safety in Kentucky. And so that is when it all starts. And actually on Wednesday from right around 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock, the trucks will be on track and the main gate will be open. You come in and watch on Wednesday the practice sessions. And I know our friend Ben Rhodes out of Louisville, who drives the 41 for Thor Racing, he is bound and determined to be the first truck on the new pavement because it's only fitting, right? You know, he's our guy out of Kentucky. And he says, I'm going to be telling my crew chief to get it set because I'm going to be first in line.
Well, talk about that new pavement. I was wondering about that.
Well, it is down, ready to go. We had a test on it, and 14 drivers from 14 different organizations were here, and it's fast. It is very fast. And it's not just a repave. It's a reconstruction, a reconfiguration of turns 1 and 2. And why I say it's a reconstruction is we put a drive lane in for pit out. So it's a safety thing that the cars will then feather in on the backstretch, and they'll have a full drive lane to get there out of the pits. So that'll be pit out. So in order to do that, we had to push the line up a little bit. So they have 54 feet of driving lanes. So that's a lot narrower than what it had been in the past. And in turn, we got about 20% more banking in turns 1 and 2. So it's up to 17 degrees. Now, we didn't do anything to the banking in turns 3 and 4. It's just we have new configuration in the south end of the racetrack. So the north and the south end of the racetracks is totally different. And I know some crew chiefs are going to be pulling their hair out because the setup is going to be a lot of how these cars react to this new surface. And, there's about 5.5 inches of asphalt on the south end in turns 1 and 2, and, 3-4 inches on the existing track at the north end. So the repave has been very smooth, and they've been after it, putting some rubber down and running at some record qualifying speeds. And I was really not surprised because these cars are set up pretty well with the new downforce package, but they had all the data collection equipment on these cars, computerization and wires and all kinds of things, and yet they were still very, very quick. So it encourages me that we're going to be as fast as ever come Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the end of this week.
So are we going to see 3 and 4 wide racing?
I think you're going to see 3 and 4 wide in some spots, but I don't think you're going to see 3 wide in turns 1 and 2. Not this year. Maybe next year when that third groove really comes in. But I'm thinking it's going to be start, finish line, double file, restart, and then up to turn 1. They may try it, but somebody's going to be below the yellow line, I think, at the start with this new pavement. But eventually, they're going to be right up against the wall.
What about the Xfinity Series race that starts on Friday night at 8:30?
Yeah, the ALSCO 300 is going to be a real competitive race. One, you're going to have Brad Keselowski in the race in the 22. You're going to have Kyle Busch driving his 54. And Kyle's running all 3 nights. Brad is in Friday and Saturday. So those are the 2 favorites. If you're going to win at Kentucky, you got to beat those 2 guys, in my opinion. So you've got the factor of the Cup Series drivers getting more seat time in the Xfinity race. Plus, there are some terrific young talent, not only in the Xfinity Series, but in the Camping World Truck Series as well. And the future's bright for the sport because of all the young talent.
Daniel Suarez is ranked at the top of the Xfinity Series, and he's a big story this year.
He is, because he's the first Mexican-born driver to win in the Xfinity Series or any of the 3 National Series. Plus, as you say, he's the points leader right now, and he's just been dynamite. So that's one of those guys that we're talking about that has a tremendous future in NASCAR, and he's been really cool to watch ascend through the ranks, and he's still driving in the Truck Series as well, and he's just one of those drivers that you got to pull for.
Elliott Sadler and Ty Dillon will also be in the Xfinity race.
Yeah, and we love Ty because he and his brother Austin, grandsons of Richard Childress, can really drive. And those guys have been very important to the big picture of how this sport has evolved, let's say. And then Elliott's got so much experience. And the other day I was looking at the points list, I thought, he's up there again. He's just so consistent, and he'll win his share of races. And we got Chase now. We got the Chase in the Xfinity Series and also in the Truck Series. So when the Chase rolls around in September for the Xfinity guys, Elliott's going to be there. I mean, I got a lot of confidence in the fact that Elliott Sadler will continue to drive very, very well and be very competitive in the Xfinity Series. And one note about that Chase is it all starts here at Kentucky in September, on September 24th at visitmyrtlebeach.com 300. So we're excited about how the Chase will begin for Xfinity and that whole new era for them right here in Kentucky in September.
Moving on to the Sprint Cup, the Quaker State 400, which is Saturday night, 7:30. Kyle Busch won last year. Think he'll win again this year?
I'll tell you, he's the favorite. I saw him working on just about every facet of his game, so to speak, here on that test day on Monday and actually Tuesday as well. And he admits he doesn't like repaves, but he sure works hard to figure them out. And he put in that extra time as he prepared those cars and gave the information back to the guys at Toyota and also for Joe Gibbs Racing. And I think he's clearly one of the people that you got to meet if you're going to be in victory lane. The other one, of course, is Brad Keselowski. And both of those guys have dominated this track. I mean, it's been the Kyle and Brad show. And to think about how many titles and how many trophies that they have taken home, Kyle's got 2 Quaker State 400 titles and trophies and a jukebox to go along with it. And Brad Keselowski, my goodness, he's won 5 races in the last 5 years. All the way back to 2011, when we started running Cup, he has been in the winner's circle at least once a year, but either Xfinity or Cup. And Kyle's won every single race in the series that have raced here, including ARCA. So it's amazing what those guys have done over this track over the last 5 years.
Is there going to be another Crosley jukebox awarded this year?
There are, actually, not only for Cup, but they're going to be Xfinity and also in the Camping World Truck Series. So, yeah, we're going to have 3 jukeboxes for them. And, you know, I've just been so thrilled to see the reaction. I mean, these guys want them for their man caves. And the wives and significant others want them for their dining rooms or their living area, their rec room or whatever. And I can remember Matt Crafton showing me a video of his daughter dancing to the jukebox that he won last year by winning the Camping World Truck Series race here. So it is an extremely popular item. You know, we give away bats and, of course, the Horsehead Trophy, which is iconic. But that jukebox has caused a big old stir.
And this year is Tony Stewart's last appearance at Kentucky Speedway in the Sprint Series.
Boy, he would love to win, too. And that would get him in the chase. And I know he's got a couple of races coming up. But, you know, that would be really impressive if he could pull it off here. And I'm sure we got something special for him. And that's kind of a secret right now, but it's still in the works. But being from Columbus, Indiana, and being so much a factor in this area for so long. So pretty impressive that Smoke will be here, and we look forward to him doing well.
And Jeff Gordon has moved into the broadcast booth.
Last year, he told us, you know, I really want to concentrate on winning a championship. So he didn't do all of the extra stuff, like all the question and answer periods and the autograph sessions and all that. Well, he has come back to us and said, I will come and do all the extra stuff this year. So he's moved on to, you know, track to track, and he will be here on Cup Day. So go to the website, and we'll have specific information for all of the fans to see Jeff Gordon and participate in the question and answer period with him and other drivers, too. You know, we gave him the 98 bottles of bourbon last year, and I'm sure he won't forget that. So we're excited about having Jeff back with us and interacting with the fans come Saturday.
And one more thing, Frankie Ballard is going to be performing a pre-race concert on Saturday night.
You know as well as I do, we've had some great artists. And I'm excited for Frankie because he's got a lot of great hits and he really puts on a great show. So he'll be in the Kroger pre-race stage, and that'll be right at the start-finish line along with our driver introduction stage. So that's just one of those things that we talked about early on about how this is an event and not just a race. We've got so many things that fans can see and do all week, but specifically on Cup Day.
And if fans want to get up close and personal to Frankie Ballard's concert and also the driver introductions, they can get one of those wristbands for the Fan Zone.
Yeah, the Kroger Fan Zone has really been very popular over the years. And you know, you can see the cars, you know, walk by them, and you are there right in front of the stage for the driver introductions. And you get to see Frankie and, you know, standing right on the racetrack itself. And it is a different experience, and so it's been very, very popular over the years, and we love to continue it.
Well, it looks like it's going to be another great weekend of racing at Kentucky Speedway. Thanks, Tim.
Well, I appreciate the time, and we look forward to the next time, and thank you so much, Lee.
I've been speaking with Tim Bray, Director of Communications at Kentucky Speedway, about the upcoming 3 days of NASCAR racing at the track, beginning July 7th through the 9th. You'll find a link to the Speedway's website at WBXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay. Nobody keeping score.